This is the B-Team Podcast, a daily recap of what you missed this morning on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96,
a Boswell Media station.
Join us here for behind-the-scenes information, exclusive show content, and more. Listen live at kicks96news.com.
To become a sponsor, appear as a guest on the show, or for more information, contact them at btpodcastms@gmail.com.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Brian Bemo Montgomery.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Rick Riley.
Don't everybody thank me at once.
This is the B-Team Podcast.
The B-Team Podcast.
We're here.
It's the B-Team Podcast. We thank you so much for tuning in today. If it's your first time listening, we do appreciate it. If you find yourself a repeat offender, well, we thank you very much. And as the man likes to say,
meetings every other Tuesday.
That's right. Coming up today, a complete B-Team Podcast, because, and it's not just a coworker. He's a friend. Hell, he's almost like family. I mean, you have known Chris Davis for, God, how long?
Oh, probably 10 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, because, I mean, you were friends with his brother.
Yeah, friends with his brother back in junior college, so that's like 15 years. But Chris didn't start working here till 2009.
Uh-huh.
So around 2009 is when he started working here.
Right.
And then, so I've known him, kind of knew of him since then.
Right.
And then since 2013, you know, been working with him, you know, with the news and stuff.
Yeah. Well, Chris Davis has taken a position in Indianapolis, and we're looking forward to him doing incredible things up there. We'll have a special B-Team Podcast with him tomorrow.
Chris Davis is the reason there's a Breck Riley.
Yeah.
When it comes to news.
Yeah.
That was taught me everything.
So
the Yoda.
Yes.
the
Padawan. Yeah. Yes. At one time.
Yeah.
But joining the team, and it's funny, we'll talk to him coming up in a little bit. It dawned on us, the B team is officially the B team. You have Breck, you have Bemo, and you have Randy Bell. The accolades and the people of Central Mississippi and throughout the state, for that matter, who know Randy Bell, this is like the Tom Brady of the news department.
This guy's forgotten more about radio than I'll ever know.
And it is going to be a pleasure to have him. And it was funny because watching you get excited with him standing here and the conversations and the stories, it's definitely going to be something fun that you're not going to want to miss. So we're looking very forward to having him. Hate to see Chris Davis go, but we will always stay together, and we will always find a way. And whenever he is in town, you know we will go get Mexican food.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have not lived until you've had Mexican food with Chris Davis. Mm-hmm. It is Cyber Monday.
It is Cyber Monday. We're talking about that on The Breakfast Show.
Now, you like to do a lot of shopping
online.
It's like
Cyber Year for me.
Yeah, Cyber Year, because you ain't getting out the house.
No, I told you, I will punch people in the face.
Tell people why you don't like going shopping at Walmart or big retail stores on any day of the year, much less Black Friday.
Because people are in the way. Like, when you shop, you should, especially at places like Walmart. Mm-hmm. And I understand if you're going to a department store,
right,
you might not know what you're looking for.
Right.
I get that. You know, you got to go in and see what you want, browse a little bit. At Walmart and like grocery, like, you know what you need when you go in there.
Right.
So there should be no dilly-dally. There should be no need to walk up and down every aisle.
Yes.
And so just stand there and like stand there in the way. That's what gets on my nerves, is people being in the way. So that's why I don't like going shopping in places like that, because people are just.
So have a game plan.
Yes.
You have pretty much a general idea of what the store's layout is.
Same thing when like people go to McDonald's and like take forever.
Oh,
the menu hasn't changed. How do you not know what you want?
What I love is they look at the menu on this side back in the day, and then they would look at the menu on that side, and it's the same damn menu. It's the same damn menu. The only thing that ever changes at McDonald's is when they bring the McRib in.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Or Monopoly.
Yeah. And they haven't done Monopoly in eons. So get in, know what you want, get out.
Yeah, like, I don't understand. Like literally, like, the menu does not change.
I personally think the greatest thing in the world would be to put, like, little electrodes on people as you're coming in, with detonators on them. So you have 30 minutes to know what you want, get in, get out. That would be a kick-ass game show.
That's why I like app ordering. No. Just takes the weight out of everything. You don't have to worry about it.
I was actually very shocked because you were talking about delays this year and things coming in late. I was going to wait till December 2nd. I may come a little early, although maybe I will wait. But I promised everybody we had some stuff coming. It all came in. And the funny part about it was, and I was laughing at this on the way home, part of that came into your house yesterday.
Yeah, it was a Sunday.
Yeah.
And it came via U-Haul.
Yeah.
Oh, I said U-Haul.
Yeah.
Like U-Haul van.
Yes.
It didn't come in like FedEx or anything like that. It was a U-Haul.
So
I was sitting on my couch and I was like, who the hell is outside on a Sunday? And then I opened the door and it's like, I peeked out the window and the U-Haul van was leaving. I'm like, okay. And I look and there was a package on my desk, on my porch out there.
So one of the problems that I have with Black Friday and Cyber Mondays are they never happen when I have money. Yeah. So we will give you the opportunity to get yourself some B-Team Podcast goodies from now through the end of the year at Black Friday prices.
Black Friday prices.
Yes. So I'm very excited about that.
Because we're cheap as can be.
Yes. And here's the thing. I may have to give you your Christmas present early only because we're going to have to post pictures of these things on the Instagram, the Twitter.
So we can model it for
people. The Facebook and more. So, be looking this weekend. We'll debut it on Saturday. I've decided I'll do it then because we get paid on Friday. This coming Saturday.
We do get paid on Friday.
Yes, we do.
Nice. I forgot about that.
Yes. This coming Friday, we will do the quick photo shoot. I've got everything else laid up, but it's coming. Look for B-Team Podcast merchandise this coming Saturday on an Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or bteampodcast.com page near you.
We need to get some models that people actually want to look at.
There's a reason. People don't want to look at models. They want to look at us.
I mean, there's a reason we work radio, not TV.
Yeah, no, they want to see us in it. We have to wear the gear. Now, I can get us some models.
I think it'll be like a B-Team thong or anything. I don't see that.
I was speaking totally unrelated subject because I just looked over there and we keep beer in the studio. There is a movie with Ryan Reynolds. I think it's Just Friends or...
Oh, Best. Yeah. Just Friends.
Just Friends? Is that it? Yeah. I watched it over the weekend. Yeah. They're sitting at the bar. Guess what they're drinking?
Yeah.
PBRs.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I wonder if Brother Breck has seen this.
No, that's one of my Christmas movies. I watch it every year.
Love that movie. Had not seen it.
Chris. You'll always be fat to me, Chris.
But it's funny because we were talking about shopping Cyber Mondays. And I prefer doing my shopping in person only because I hate delays. I hate returns. I hate screw ups. And there was a problem that we ran into with something as far as B-Team stuff. Not a big thing, but I can't stand mistakes. I hate that, especially when they say order, check, buy. I'm like, well, if you check this, you should have seen that this little thing, and granted, it's something small. You should have seen this was wrong. It's not going to affect any of the merchandise as far as what goes out to people. But it bothered me because it bothered me.
Well, I didn't, when I couldn't find the gift I wanted for my niece on Black Friday, I ordered it for Cyber Monday. So.
Speaking of littles, is there anything that is more heartwarming than watching a child's first Christmas? I can remember every single one of mine. The one that I got tickled at the most was Mason's because Mason took 6 hours to open all of his presents. He was that kid, and still is to this day, that you hand him a present and he opens it and he looks at it and he wants to take it out of the box. He wants to play with it and then he'll open his next present. So he's always been that way. But one of my favorite holiday moments, holiday memories, is the first for him. Watching him do that. Do you have any favorite holiday memories?
Oh, man, a lot of them. I'm trying to think. I got a drum set one year. It's pretty awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
Full drum set?
Yeah. I mean, I was a drummer in school.
So. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, but I got a drum set one year. I got 6th, 5th, 6th, 7th grade.
I was like, how long did it take before your parents regretted that decision?
Oh, no, we had a music room.
Oh, okay.
Behind the house.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a little move, and it was like lined with that
Yeah, all those are the cardboard.
Yeah, the cardboard and carpet all around it. So I mean,
so it was soundproofed.
Yeah, so that was where my dad and his buddies would go jam on the guitar and stuff. And,
nice.
And my my drum set was down there, so that's where that was. So I remember getting that.
For me, as a child growing up, we called it the treasure box Christmas or the treasure chest Christmas. My mother, and this was probably back in, 73, 74. Okay. Way back when.
Back in the day.
Yeah. My mother worked for the Hillsborough County Sanitation Department. She worked in the offices. This is before she went to work for fire rescue. Worked there and then went to Sears and worked there at night. And then would come home afterwards. And she did that this one year for the treasure chest Christmas. I want you to picture this, bro. The treasure chest was probably from the top of this counter to the floor. Probably as deep as and as wide as from here to here. So you're probably talking about maybe 4 feet by 3 feet.
Yeah, probably about that.
And it was full of presents. That Christmas, we got our first bikes. My sister and I did. So I got my Schwinn Tornado. I can't remember the little girl's bike that my sister got, but I wanted that Tornado more than anything, dude. But inside that treasure chest was Miko Enterprise playset with all the Star Trek Miko figures, the $6 million man.
Ooh.
Action figure.
Steve Austin.
Yes. The Oscar Goldman $6 million man figure. Plus Spider-Man, Thor, Hulk, Batman, Robin, Superman, and then a few other of the Miko action figures.
Hmm.
Plus clothes, plus other little knickknacks. But hands down, I could call my sister right now and say, treasure chest Christmas, and my sister would lose her mind because that, for us, was the greatest thing in the world. It literally took us almost 4.5 hours to open everything. That's how many presents we had.
Damn.
And it was the greatest Christmas of my life as far as, you know, receiving presents. My mother, God bless her, busted her ass to make that possible. And I'll never forget that. And she sat there and smiled and smiled and smiled. We filled up probably 3 or 4 of the trash bags.
Why not full of like wrapping paper?
Yeah.
Nice.
And I'm thinking to myself, my mom, I mean, there probably was about 50 presents. Maybe 50. Had to be at least 50. But I'll never forget that as long as I live. And it's funny because mom still has pictures of the treasure chest Christmas.
Oh, nice.
And I'll look at that and go, yeah, it doesn't get any better than that.
There's one Christmas where I got the little, I don't know, it's like a car.
Mm.
And it's like for me and my sister. I don't know what you want to call it, but it's a car that you see that, like, it's the Fred Flintstone car.
Okay.
You know, it's like.
Put your feet in it.
It's like Fisher Price orange.
Right.
And you got the little canopy top.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And it came with a fake gas pump.
Oh.
So you can open it up, you can add like your public gas. Had a little horn on it. So me and my sister got that, and that was a pretty big. Yeah, we made my parents like haul it up to our grandparents' house when we were going for their Christmas.
Wow.
We hauled it up there. And so we had a lot of fun with that because we had a hill beside our house, and we would pull one of us up and just let it go. You roll down the hill, tuck your feet in. No.
The thing
for our young listeners, Fred Flintstone drives with his feet.
Yes.
You don't know.
The thing that blows my mind more than anything is being an adult now and still wondering how in the hell she was able to bring all of that stuff into the house. Where she stored it, how she wrapped it, how she assembled some of the things that she assembled, and everything else. There was one year where mom got us a...
Santa helped her, man.
Oh, something, dude. We had a swing set one year. My mother built it in the garage and then carried it out by herself and put it in the backyard and set it up so that we could see it, and then later went back and put the cement, you know, on it later, but just put it in the yard so that we could see it until, you know, she wanted to find a permanent place for it, but it was in the yard. Parents can pull off some of the most incredible things in the world.
My drum set. Do you want to know who put that together?
Who?
Darren.
Really?
From the KAP. Yeah, came home one day, and Darren's truck was back there by the music room.
Right.
And we were like, Dad, what's Darren doing? It's like, oh, he had to record something. So he's like, he brought his guitar. He's just down there doing some recording for his band. He's like, yeah, probably. He's like, just don't bother him. But he was down there putting my drum set together in a little music room.
This is the B-Team Podcast.
Hey, it's BMO, and we hope you are enjoying the podcast. And if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Plus, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can also make money with your podcast with no minimum listenership. Do like I did. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It's the B-Team Podcast. We thank you so much for tuning in today. Special edition, as the B-Team Podcast officially becomes the B-Team Podcast, to watch Brother Breck mark out on the fact that Randy Bell is standing beside him and going on and on about how you used to wake up and listen to this man.
Rick and Kim in the morning on Miss 103, or John Boy and Billy. We're going to the deer camp on Saturday mornings. Yeah, Randy Bell, listen to the news.
So welcome to the team, Randy.
Good to be here, you know.
Tell us a little bit about how you got started. I mean, what have you been doing with yourself? How's things going? And just take it away. It's yours.
Well, you know, I've been in radio over 50 years now. Started over in a small town in Alabama when I was in 10th grade.
Uh-huh.
And eventually wound up in Starkville, went to Mississippi State, and wound my way down to Jackson.
Right.
A few years later, and been in the Jackson market since 1975.
Wow. Do you remember your first story?
I think the first time I actually read news on the air was at my audition for my first job. That's okay. I walked into the station as a high school kid, uh-huh. and they handed me a piece of AP copy and said, read it live on the air. And I stumbled through it, I guess, okay, and they gave me the job. So,
wow. Brother Breck, with the man standing beside you, you used to listen to him weekday mornings to find out what was going on?
Yeah, no, when I was coming in for when I first started here at the radio station, I'd come in and like he said, I listened on Z106, and they had to start early because John Boy and Billy is syndicated from East Coast,
right.
Charlotte.
Right.
And so they started early. So when I was driving in, I could listen. And, you know, obviously local, I knew what was going on, but statewide, you know, if I wanted to know something, I'd listen to Randy at the 5 or the 5:30, whenever, whatever, depending on how early I got in and how, you know, punctual I was that day.
How have you seen radio and news progress since you started?
Well, you know, just from the technology point of view, it's just, even in the last 10 years, uh-huh. there have been leaps and bounds. But going back to the old days, the old dinosaur days, as I call them, the audio was mostly, or at least commercial spots, were on tape cartridges,
right.
which we call carts. And you play like an 8-track cartridge, sort of, except it was one track. And
right.
you stuck it in, you hit a button, you play one commercial on one cart.
Right.
And, you know, then even the music. When I started, we played records, you know, LPs, 45s. We had 15-inch Gates turntables.
Yes.
You had to cue the record up.
Uh-huh.
And if you got it too tightly, you wowed the beginning.
I remember those days.
And so then it became, you know, CDs at some point. We played CDs. And then it became digital audio.
Right.
In the machine. I mean, and then you live and die by that, too, because at one station, I recall, we had a server that crashed, and we didn't back up everything.
Yeah.
And we lost an enormous amount of audio.
Yeah. Our boss was old school in the degree where he didn't care what we had. Have a backup CD. If you don't have a backup CD, have a backup tape cassette. So if there was ever any issue, we always could go from one to the other. When you look back at your career and some of the things that you've seen happen, have you seen anything like the COVID situation and how does that affect you?
No, not affecting everything as COVID has.
Right.
I've not been a part of anything like that. Most of the other huge stories ran their limit, you know, a certain number of months. Although in a lot of ways, Hurricane Katrina, the impact was felt years and years after that, but it was more concentrated, certainly on the coast, in the areas north of the coast. But the whole state of Mississippi had some impact from that. But nothing like COVID has just taken, you know, the nation, the world.
News has become so much more accessible now.
Yeah, that's the thing. Back in the day, you know, there were only certain ways you got the news.
You
picked up the newspaper in the morning, you turned on the TV to get the news, and then there was news on the radio.
Right.
Now you have so many other sources of information, and you can get a lot of that information the same time we do.
Right.
Or maybe even before.
Yeah.
And, well, but there's still a need, I think, for those of us in the media to service filters and not in a philosophical or political way,
right,
but in trying to sort out the truth.
Yeah, trim the fat and get to what matters most.
And confirm the facts, you know, because there is a lot of information out there on the internet, and a lot of it is not terribly accurate. So
true. And one of the biggest reasons that I'm so glad that you're joining us is the local aspect of it, because it's very hard and very far and few in between to find a station that focuses and thrives on local content. You'll get state news all day long. You can get that anywhere. But to find something local, I mean, that's something that you've always prided yourself in.
Yeah, every market I've worked in, I've tried to make that the priority, certainly. There are big national stories that people want to know about and need to know about.
Right.
But certainly there are a lot of things happening right down the street, around the corner, that impact a lot of people more directly, more immediately. And those are the kind of stories we're going to be focusing on.
When did you decide that you wanted to get into radio, and did you have any inspirations or heroes in that field?
Yeah, this tryout that I had when I was a 10th grader got me my first job. But even before that, I had an uncle who was a station manager in Meridian.
Okay.
And I'd watched him as he developed in his broadcasting career as a DJ all the way up to station owner.
Right.
And that was kind of my first taste of the business, visiting him and some of his previous jobs and watching him spin records back in the day. And I thought, you know, that's a pretty cool job to have, it seemed like. So maybe in the back of my mind, it kind of stuck.
Right.
And I had this opportunity to, in high school, to get a pretty cool job. Although the station I worked at, you know, none of my classmates listened to that format. So it wasn't like I was...
You'd be friends with all your...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was probably my first inspiration. So... That and I got a job. He got actually helped me get my first job in Starkville when I was in college at a station there. So I was in college,
right?
Learning communication and actually working on the job. So I was learning a lot. You know, I would go to work in the morning and sign the station on, and then midday I was in school and come back and do the afternoons.
Well, I am so excited. I mean, now the B team is officially the B team. Brian B. Montgomery, Brother Breck, Randy Bell. It's the B-Team Podcast. We'll see you Wednesday.
All right, take care.
It's the B-Team Podcast. We thank you so much again. Looking forward to...
What is this?
Well, now he's over here getting creative with my scarf. Looking forward to having Randy join the team on Wednesday. Chris Davis, final day coming up tomorrow. We thank him for everything that he's done. Without Chris Davis, there's no Breck Riley.
That's true.
So,
I had to send him my news
every
day for like 3 years for him to tell me how bad it was.
Well, I'll tell you what, like you said, man, there is no better way or no better instructor than that which you'll find in Chris Davis. And now they have access to Randy Bell is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
Time now for our favorite feature, which we call Things We Learned Today. We learned today that Chris Davis is leaving us tomorrow. Randy Bell is stepping in. And when we say Randy has...
Sounds like going from Peyton Manning to Tom Brady.
Yeah, pretty much. It's
Jim Brown to Walter Payton.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Jerry Rice to Randy Moss.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Any way you cut it, we win. But we want to thank Chris Davis for everything that he's done, and we're very excited about having Randy Bell on. And we learned that the B-Team Podcast swag is officially in, and Brother Breck may have to get his Christmas present early before we start posting all the things that you can now purchase. So enjoy the rest of your day. Don't forget tomorrow, special thank you with Chris Davis. as the B-Team Podcast comes your way tomorrow. Until then, say goodbye, Brother Breck.
Goodbye, Brother Breck.
You've been listening to the B-Team Podcast. Catch BMO and Breck weekday mornings on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96.
A Boswell Media station.
Listen live at kicks96news.com.
To become a sponsor, the viewers and guests on the show, or for more information, contact them at bteampodcastms@gmail.com.